How do we make our homes more efficient? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Brekka, professor in the Renewable and Clean Energy Program at the University of Dayton, discusses why low energy living doesn't have to be uncomfortable.
Our homes use 20% of the energy in the country and account for about a quarter of all carbon dioxide emissions. Becoming more efficient in how we use energy at home is not only a personal issue, but an active area of research. And the personal and professional can be mixed nicely. Dreaded monthly utility bills actually contain enough information for researchers to get a really good start on sorting through lots of data on homes around the country and figuring out which could use the most upgrades or need behavioral changes. Take the electric and gas bills of a home for a couple of years, together with the average temperature of each month, and we can get a lot of information about that house's insulation, hot water consumption, air conditioning use, and more. How do we get people to act on our research? Homeowners are notoriously short-sighted and don't tend to make changes unless they will pay off quickly. We demand a much higher return on our home energy investments than we would ever receive from the bank. Research has found small victories. The realization that you've saved more than your neighbor tends to be a great motivating force. Even getting a bit of positive reinforcement is enough to spur more action. But low energy living does not mean uncomfortable living. I found this out myself several years ago when we built a straw bale house with solar energy for hot water and electricity. Unintentionally, a personal choice became a great teaching tool and a real-life application of reducing energy use by 80% compared to average houses. And now my town has several different super energy-efficient houses, which students can use as part of their own research.
That was Robert Brekka of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.